At the southern tip of Florida is Key West. Beyond that is Wisteria Island, a small island created by the U.S. Navy nearly a century ago. NPR's Greg Allen reports it is at the center of a court battle between a developer and the federal government. Both say they own it.
There are no bridges to Wisteria Island. It's less than a mile offshore, and you need a boat to get there.
Jump in now.
Cliff Hartman brings his dinghy out to the boat to ferry us to shore. He's sometimes called the mayor of Wisteria Island.
That was a joke, because whenever I saw someone new here, I would tell them, you have to be careful with fire, don't camp on the beach, don't bring rowdy people out here.
Hartman is part of an informal community for whom Wisteria Island is home. He's been here 15 years. Like many, he sleeps on his boat but keeps a camp on the island. Hartman says most work in Key West but can't afford to live there. Walking around the island, he points out the sights. It's sandy and rocky, just over 20 acres with native plants like mangroves and sea grapes.
There's probably maybe 15 little camps around that people stay at. This is someone from town that come out here in the weekends. There's some more permanent.
It's a squatters community, but one that's been here for decades, going back at least to the 1960s. Arnaud Girard and his wife, Naja, lived on their boat, anchored off the island for 18 years.
We raised all our kids on the boat. They grew up out there. I mean, basically, Wisteria Island was their playground.
About a decade ago, the Bernstein family, the island's owners, began making plans to build a luxury resort there. Concerned about what that would mean for Key West and the community on Wisteria Island, the Girards started to dig into its history. It's what's known as a spoil island, created by the Navy with material dredged from the Key West Harbor Channel. In the early 1950s, the state of Florida agreed to sell it to a powerful local politician. It was later resold and eventually acquired by the Bernsteins. Working with a local newspaper, Arnaud and Naja Girard went to a National Archives facility near Washington, D.C., and asked to see everything they had on Wisteria Island.
And they brought this cart with boxes and boxes and boxes of things. We're like, really? We sat there for like days and days, and we came back with a letter from the President of the United States saying,
Coolidge,
in 1924, saying, reserving the island for the Navy.
That letter, along with other documents uncovered by the Girards, helped convince the U.S. government that it, not the Bernstein family, is Wisteria Island's rightful owner. The government has asked a federal judge to certify its ownership in a lawsuit that's set to go to trial this spring. A key part of the case deals with an arcane piece of U.S. history, the 1953 Submerged Lands Act. That law transferred from the federal government to the states ownership of the area within 3 miles of the coast. But a reserve for the federal government, quote, all lands filled in, built up, or otherwise reclaimed by the United States for its own use. Bruce Rogo, the lawyer representing the Bernstein family, says that's the key point. The Navy never had a use for Wisteria Island.
They had to put this spoil somewhere, and they put it on what turned out now to be Wisteria Island. So they created the island, but they didn't create it for their own use. They created it as a depository to put the spoil.
For the Bernstein family, the government's decision to reassert its claim came as a blow. The property is worth tens of millions of dollars, and the family has paid taxes on it for more than 50 years. Key West also has a lot riding on the case. For Cliff Hartman and many others, the ragtag community on Wisteria Key is a last vestige of the way Key West used to be, unconventional but self-reliant.
Most of the people in town think this island is just a haven for scallywags, and sometimes it is. But this is also one of the only places where kids can come play out in nature.
If the government is successful in its lawsuit, Hartman and many others here are hoping Wisteria Island will be preserved as a natural area or a park. Greg Allen, NPR News, Key West.